This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM, Wednesday, October 1st, a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is Guardian Radio AM. This is a Man Down Mashup Wednesday when we combine both shows, On the Clock with Aaron Green, with Guardian Radio AM, and we analyze the news. Man, the news is hot. So many things to talk about, so many things to dissect, and I need the listening audience to participate in order to for us to have a good show, in order for us to have a reference show where people can analyze and say, this is a concern, this is what is doing well, this is what is trending. So this is what today's goal is, right? Earlier on the Clock with Aaron Green, we were speaking about the U.S. State Department's report. I concluded that the report is not for us. The report is for Americans, and the United States are telling their American investors, these are the frustrations that you will be facing when coming to the Bahamas to invest. And under a low-key, that's a low-key and high-key, these are young people talks, low-key, they are also giving indications to our government officials and Bahamians in general, who tend to complain and say, man, why are y'all investing in the Bahamas? Y'all is complaining about Chinese investment. Now, they explain it to you. So explain it to us, low-key, why they be enough. Because we have some issues here. And there are a number of Bahamians who are concerned, saying, man, all these Americans always complain about us. They who would give them the right to complain and explain the fragility, the angst, the frustrations that happens inside the Bahamas. And I understand that. Sometimes I feel that, man, these people always do an analysis on us. However, like I said, the report is not for us. It's for them. They're doing it, despite what we say. And the issues that they mention, we've mentioned it. We talk about these things, Bahamians. Bahamians on the talk shows, Bahamians on the ground, even government officials say, man, these are things that need to fix. The ease of doing business. Government officials on both political sides have mentioned that we need to make the ease of doing business smoother and easier for foreign investment. We know this. And Americans just echoed it, and then we get frustrated, right? The mention of corruptions in various places. We had a whole prime minister go on in one foreign place and mentioned that something's wrong, right? And we see various administrations, they say, okay, we acknowledge something's wrong. We are weeding out these things. Sometimes the process is slow. It's rolling slowly down. And Americans say, yes, we see it moving slow. It ain't working for us. Right? So we take the analysis from the U.S. State Department. We look at it and see things, if there's anything that we can lobby our government to correct more expeditiously. And there are things we say, man, this ain't going to work anytime soon. And there's things we need to say, man, this is just who we are. Right? Also inside the news, I want to have the theme today. The theme today is politicians versus government officials. And I want you to have this in the back of your mind and find a definition. What is a government official and what is a politician? And by politician, I talk about members of parliament. They are politicians. And now we need to find out what do I mean by government officials. Recently, we just had a storm. Of course, we had a tropical storm, and there was flooding, mass flooding throughout the Bahamas, of course, Abaco and Grand Bahama, but we talk about New Providence now, right? I have some cousins who are still stuck in their house out west. They're doing well, but there is flooding, And when I say west, right behind my in the back and back of that area there. I forget what that subdivision is. And then there is flooding right by where they plan to put the new hospital by Bougainvillea Avenue, wherever that area is. I see one news reporter call that the White Grove. And I got offended because if there's a White Grove, there must be a Black Grove. And then there's a Black Grove, that's where Black people live. And there's the White Grove, that's where white people live. Is he uncomfortable by saying that out loud to Bahamian people? The White Grove? Anyway, that's a different thing. Some people insulting or take diminutive words and embrace it. Discriminating words and embrace it as part of our culture without trying to correct it. It's the Grove. It ain't no white or black. It's called the Grove. White and black people live there, right? It ain't no special people live there. Places in the Grove, out west, are flooded. People can't get in and out. And they're asking for their member of parliament. I don't even know who's a member of parliament out there. I think that might be Shannon Dawn Cartwright, maybe. That could be Shannon Dawn Cartwright, I think. Anyway, I'm not sure. So if you could tell me who's the MP for that era from the Grove, go past the big Hotel Bahama to that first, before, you know, that area there, that area of West Bay Street, who's responsible for that? The people are still experiencing massive flooding. They can't get outside. There are a number of people whose light is off. And I understand, you know. I'm not saying I do not understand. I'm saying that there is not enough PSAs going out to explain to the residents, hey, by the way, your light can be off for a while. When I say a while, it could be off for at least a week. Let people know beforehand. Because people, I have a teacher friend of me in school. She said, CA Nuri, my light's being off for 3 days. What's happening? And I'm saying, your light's ain't coming on no time soon. Because of flooding. And because of flooding, they don't trust turning on electricity because you will die. You get electrocuted. That's why the lights will be off. They have BPL who are now doing inspections. You see, that's why I was talking about on the other side of the show with Aaron Green. That you see the small trucks and the small, SUVs are driving through communities and taking notes. It can take a while. They only have but 10 trucks, right? They take a while. And they're taking notes of where they think it's safe to turn on electricity and where it can be a while because the moisture is still there and they got to check the wirings and whatever it is. But there needs to be a PSA to explain this to people in detail so they realize that it could be a week. They can move someplace else or purchase some ice. If they can be stuck in their driveways for a while, they need to know. I have a number of callers who want to join in the conversation, right? I'm going to allow the producers to patch them through as I point out some things that is being highlighted inside the news that I don't think that Bahamians are appreciating at this present time, but should be common knowledge. But the theme of the day is politicians versus government officials. But let's go to the first caller so I can start defining like that so you can join in the conversation properly and have a conversation about it. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You live?
Hey, great show as usual. See, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Hey, Radio Chief, yeah, I just want to comment. I don't think that they were really particularly speaking to us. They were just reminding their investors about the problematics and problems that they may occur or will occur while doing business with us. Because most of the stuff, everything they said was actually the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually general knowledge, is that everyone knows it. I'm going to give you a prime example of what I'm talking about right now, right? You ever purchased a property in Nassau Village before?
No.
Okay. Humor me with this area right now, mm-hmm. right? You realize that Nassau Village properties have about 2 to 3 different title deeds for one piece of property?
I can believe that.
Okay. So that's general knowledge. So like I say, they're not speaking directly to us or targeting us. They're just reminding their investors that the problematics and problems that they may occur while doing business with us in the Bahamas.
Yes.
That's about it.
And
what happened is, were you taking it personally because someone ever told you the truth about something before?
Yeah, man.
And what happened is, you take it personally, why? Because you don't hear the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that the truth is a bitter pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Iron sharpens iron.
I agree. And I appreciate you, man. And we need, and hopefully, Mr. Lang, because he have institutional knowledge about these things, go in detail about the U.S. State Department's report, and they explain it to the Bahamian people on what is actually happening, and hopefully we can lobby our politicians to say, hey, we need to get these things fixed for our benefit. But you know that the government is trying to register land, right? We hear the the machinations of that's what they plan to do. I'm not sure where we are with it, right? And we know that a number of people, especially this Immovable Property Act, are planning or plotting on Bohemian land too. But all these conversations needs to be had in the future. I'm reminded by my good cousin says that two MPs responsible for the West Grove is the PLP Alfred Says and FNM Hubert Minnis. Those two MPs should be on the ground. I want to know that if those people who are having flooding and can't come out, who have their electricity still off out west. You know, you move to an affluent area for a reason, right? So you don't go through these issues. Have they reached out to their PLP MP, Alfred Sayers, to say, Mr. Sayers, I haven't had no light for three days. Mr. Sayers, or now Mr. Minnis, I haven't been able to come out of my driveway. Every time someone drives through this area, the water comes into my house in 3 days. Mr. Sayers, I don't see any pumping of any water. I mean, you might haven't reached me yet, but as I traverse the road in my community, I haven't seen at least a pump to really soon reach me, to pacify me, to say, Mr. Minnis, I have yet to see, to say that they're working. And that's why I have angst. I'm just having angst because I don't see you all lobbying on my behalf. And I'm trying to say that this is what we're supposed to be doing. If you think you're going to be voting for these people again, well, obviously I'd say he ain't running no more. Right? But if you plan to vote for and support these people again, and for the bare basics, the bare minimum, they're not doing it, it's just being present. That's be problematic.
Have you heard anything from Alfred Says and Minnis in recent times? Anything?
Well, Minnis campaigning, so I do hear from Minnis all the time. Minnis is in the middle of campaigning. I see the FNM is suggesting that he is a part of the new DNA, but that's the F thing. Minnis is running as an independent. But I need to know, where are the MPs for this area? The next text says, Mr. Nuri, Grove West is in Fort Charlotte constituency. The Honorable Alfred Says, thank you very much. I just got that. I appreciate it too. Says, this one says, Mr. Lang have to explain to anyone that financial declarations haven't been made public since 2018. And this is a parliamentary corruption risk. And I hear you, texter. And the whole behind knows that there hasn't been any declaration. There hasn't been any person up in arms protesting on Bay Street. I mean, in you, Texas, you haven't been on Bay Street protesting. I'm not sure what the opposition, the official opposition, the FNM, is doing. They haven't protested or said they're not going in the parliament anymore until people declare. Right, the government haven't said they're not doing this until they declare. So now it falls on the hands of the Bahamian people. The Bahamian people are quiet. So I hear you, texter, but we are not doing our job by protesting and challenging the status quo. And then all democratic nations, they're cracks. And the problem is the Bahamian people need to do their part of their job, and we like to watch. We like to watch and listen.
And clearly.
Mm-hmm. But definitely we're not speaking out.
Nope.
Right? This text says, the way the Grove is, Fort Charlotte, does the member of Parliament Alfred says, okay. The other day, and when I say the other day, I mean yesterday, I saw on the news. And I could call it a private company, but it's because in the news. I think it's a charity group. Island Cares or Island Luck Cares, whatever it is. They decided to go in the community of the Grove and have dredged trenches. I'm not sure what type of permission they got, but they dredge trenches to get the water to come off of the road to go into the man-made waterways that's on the side of the road. And I said, that's good of them, a private company. I'm not sure the legal ramifications on how they're doing it. Since we have Ministry of Works doing it, but I say Island Cares, I'm trying to get the right name. People can text me and tell me the right name. But I saw them in the news. And I'm saying that particular company, let me get smooth there. It's because it's a charity group. I'm not sure if the Bahamian public realized that University of the Bahamas is closed. They're doing online right now. The University of the Bahamas main campus on Oaks Field is closed. You know why it's closed? Flooding. And I'm saying, perhaps at Island Cares could go there and do some pumping. Let's get that churn back on campus. Thank God we now, because of COVID, we now are doing all these internet things that it churns that young adults still could do courses online. That's if the electricity is on, because you know there are several areas in New Providence where electricity is off because of flooding, right? Hopefully, politicians in water boots can go to the University of the Bahamas with their cameras and show that they are pumping water out of the University of the Bahamas. Hopefully that could happen. But right now, the cameramen who are following the politicians in boots in the middle of communities in the brackish water, suggesting that they are the ones responsible for pumping the water out of the communities. And that's what I want to talk about. Politicians versus government officials. Who is responsible for pumping the water? The Prime Minister just recently came from, I think, New York it was, UN, right? And there seemed to be a delay. I even saw a note by Leroy Major. Says that his prayers is with his community because he's away, he's traveling. And I'm trying to say, shouldn't there be government officials who, the community where Leroy Major is the MP, remember, again, to say, hey, I'm going to call this number and say my area is flooded, and whoever answers the phone, hopefully a Ministry of Works, can come and pump the area. Why they got to wait till like, the MP come back from away, from doing a function? And I'm trying to find out whose job is it to service the areas, to clear the drains? Whose job is it? It is to pump the water from that is overflowing and pump. And when people drive through the community, it flows into people's houses. Whose job is it? Because I see several MP taking pictures. I mean, they have the best photographers. Says, you see me here? I am the one who is pumping the water out of your community. So I should get the credit. Me, the politician. Not the government official who at Ministry of Works who should have come automatically. See, I have a problem with it, but the BMN people don't have it because they now praise and say, see, this one deserves to have a seat. They bragging about that. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM with CA Neri, go ahead.
What's going on?
I'm doing well. I'm just saying I want to know who should get credit.
Yeah, I think the company name is IL Cares. I think it's IL Cares.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, and you know who's the founder of the company, right?
You tell me who's the founder of the company, because I thought it was a charity group.
Nope. The Bastian.
Oh, he's a good man, because he do a lot of charitable things.
So now, is this an indication that he willing to throw his name in a hat for core talent? Inquiring minds want to know.
The area that the island IL Cares was doing the dredging, coincidentally, is in Fort Charlotte. Coincidentally.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Exactly.
I don't want you to do any aspersions. I just say it's coincidentally. And that's a private group. That's not the good gentleman. He has an organization that does charitable organizations separate and apart from him.
Yeah, well, he always is looking for a challenge, you know.
But he's a good man. Needs somebody.
Yeah, because I had other gentleman from the F&M was complaining, but he never say that he have rent one truck to even help the people I'm looking for a challenge.
He ain't get no money.
I don't say that's fine.
Where you get anybody from?
He had money last time.
He had government money last time. He had government money. He ain't in government no more.
I talked when he was campaigning the first time.
Oh, yeah, okay. He get a donation from somebody.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Let's go to the next caller there, right? It could be an interesting race in Fort Charlotte. I'm not sure who the PLP plans to nominate in that constituency. But we know the F&M have the... why my mind went blank? Travis Robertson in that area. We see him on the TV complaining about the area being flooded, right? And the hospital. He's adamant that the hospital shouldn't go there. I know where he want to put the hospital. I know the government needs to consider that area still floods. It's in the well fields. It's a well field for a reason. It has a lot of water. That when they build this mini hospital there, they have to consider it can flood. And that the cars and the ambulance get a park someplace, right? We see pictures of various trucks park inside a parking lot, and after the rain, that they get flooded out. So hopefully, when the government work out this deal with the Chinese, because it's still a talk now, because I thought it was finished with, right? Negotiate the construction of how many percentage of Chinese workers versus Bahamian workers, and if the loan is going to come true, that in the drawing, they have a big drainage system, and this drainage system that goes out to the sea, right? It goes out to the sea. So hopefully they enunciated to us too, that we will appreciate the conversation. Let's go to the next caller there. Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Good morning. How you doing?
Concerning to the non-disclosures by the leaders or the politicians, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, with me, whenever Lang makes a political review, I try my best to really listen because, you know, I like to learn. So he has an inside scoop. And I think he's quite sincere. So I listen. But I just wanted to comment personally as a citizen, right, of the schisms that politics create, which led me to come up with the term a politician's paradise, which is not nice. And so the fact that you said something very important, that demons are not protesting, et cetera, et cetera. When I worked in the hotel in the power room, right, the generation room, right, I was one of the only persons complaining about certain things because I was knowledgeable about it, and that made me, that kind of isolated me. And the boss said to me that why I'm the only person doing this. That's because I was the only person aware. And eventually, the chiller system broke down, and they were not listening to me. So it's the same thing. Like if I go on Bay Street right now by myself with a placard, and I protest, you think anyone will pay attention to me?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? But it shouldn't be, listen to me, politicians thrive globally because the masses are needed in order to get some kind of response, which is a sad thing. And I'd say to be passive, et cetera, et cetera. So then it becomes a paradise for them because I really would like to protest. But if I go, then people say, oh, that's him, wait. I weigh 170 pounds. The most, right? So you understand what I'm saying? So it really is us, the citizens. And it's pathetic. And so what they do is they throw crumbs to half and they laugh. Because, you know, even in the pandemic, I was standing one man in the wilderness, but what I was saying was true. And so even with the truth, some people can't even acknowledge that. And so as I speak, if people critique me factually, I don't mind. That's what I try to do, because on the airwaves, we have a duty of care to make sure the truth reaches the masses, not visceral BS, as a lot of people do. They sing for crumbs, and then they wonder why the country is stagnant and doesn't get ahead. Everyone is scared, being misled, spoon-fed. And your country's going to stay the way. I mean, like, listen to me. Example, they criticize the United States government, you know, but they're making parables about the spot in one eye, and they corrupt too. That may be, Mr. Nui, but they have the collective gonads, right, to address these problems and confront it. That's the difference. But here we are a small country. I know people who work in government office who, when they see me, they like me. But they cannot call. And that's all I wanted to say, man. The country makes me sick. Listen to me, my brother. We are living on a pathetic prison plantation. That's my psyche for the day.
Okay, thank you, 52. Perhaps we need to do some people activism, where you join your movement, so just don't be one lone voice in the environment. And you know, your strength as an influencer, it depends on how many people you can influence, the sphere of your influence. Even our Lord Jesus had people following him, right? He wasn't talking to himself, right? So perhaps that's where our weakness falls. We need to now have disciples of our own. This text says, before we go to the commercial break, is, hi, CA, was the Ministry of Environment taken away from Vaughan Miller and placed under the PM? I think it was. This text says, good morning, CA. Wow, Little Blair is also flooded. Where is the Minister Wayne Monroe? He has yet to come to the community. Everybody wants to see their politician in their rain boots walking through with their water pumps. And it seems as if the number of people are being forgotten.
No word.
And the thing is, LeBron, it seems to be affluent areas. Well, you assume that the member of parliament would have responded quicker. That tells a tale again. It tells a tale.
No kidding.
We'll be right back after this brief break. Guardian Radio AM on a Man Down Mashup Wednesday. I'm going to talk about some junk news. I can talk about some junk news because junk news is chaotic. And people will be saying, man, you've been talking about junk news for a while. And they say, yes. Nobody seems to be taking any notice that Junkanoo may falter. We may not have no Junkanoo.
This is just like to watch and listen.
Yeah, people like to watch and listen. December 26th is at risk. We'll be right back.
I'm telling you. See you on the other side.
Sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 361.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. A few people have been taking note of what is happening to Junkanoo. I mean, I bring it up again and again. And of course, we have our regular callers who give their commentary. But I'm thinking that the situation is dire. There's a war. And I got to use that word, harsh word. And there needs to be some decisions. It's happening. Earlier, I mentioned that the government is trying to determine who controls and owns Junkanoo. I remember Bremen calls all the time, and I say, Bremen, you're not understanding the conversation. The question is, who owns Junkanoo? Full stop. We're talking about the National Parade, December 25th to 6th, and January 1st in New Providence. Not the Family Island Parade. That's the day that really started out. There's no concern there. But there is a back and forth between the JCNP, whose mandate has changed from being a manager of the parade to being a union of groups. This is what the conversation is about. And I'm watching government now grabbing the horns of the bull and trying to rein them in. And I'm not sure here or there, a good thing or bad thing. That's not my place. That's where the Junkanoos and those who are interested in the culture of Junkanoo and those who are culturalists needs to come in and say, this is where we need to stand. But at this present time, there is a war going on. The JCNP has stated their position. Whatever their position they want to state, they're saying that the Junkanoo belongs to them, the parade belongs to Junkanoos, and they want people to register underneath them. They have made it clear again and again and again. The government has now seemingly made a position. They are now calling for Junkanoos to register with them. Some Junkanoos say, man, they even want a JCNP rush with them no more, or judge them or manage them anymore. And now there's even talk. I remember there's a talk about from the JCNP, I think their promotional person, Williams, mentioned that they're willing to even rush on Gladstone Road. Ridiculous. Because I'm not sure how they can get permission to rush on Gladstone Road. But anyway, it was brought up. Now we're hearing people saying there might be two parades or two managers managing groups for one Junkanoo parade. And I said, ridiculous. It can't happen. It can be only one. And I can explain why it can be only one. There's one set of money. There's one set of prize money, means there only can be one victor. You can't say one person win over there and they get the big prize money. And the next set win over there and they get the big prize money. Who happens to rush? If they win, they ain't getting no prize money. I'm not sure who gets where the prize money come from. Kermit, where the prize money come from? For where? The sponsors of the government. You see the sponsors being quiet, right? Because the government already had meetings with the sponsors, but I didn't get there. That's politics. So we know that the prize money comes from the bleacher sales and whatever it is. But the bleachers, if I'm not correct, and I'm not sure where that bleacher money go, right? The bleachers is owned by the government or rented by the government, right? And that money, if the government has determined who will be managing the parade, because that's where it is now, The government is going to make a decision on who will manage the parade, whether it could be the JCNP or the JNP. And whoever gets the managing contract will control the money. That's where we are. Whoever gets the management contract will control the money. Whoever gets access to the bleacher money will control the bleachers. Whoever rushes first. So you can afford to go rush second, but your money and your efforts are in jeopardy. But I want to play this to you, right, to see exactly what is happening. And hopefully you're able to listen to it and give your opinions on what's happening. But it's crisis looming as they jockey. The government and the JCNP jockeys on Junkanoo. But listen to this.
As of late, we understand at the JCNP that a number of groups have met with the government, surrogates, mainly the NJC on Saturday past, and they have expressed that they feel that the current structure of the parades managed by the JCNP in regards to our rules and operating procedures are not fair to them. And so they petitioned the government to remove the JCNP from the management of the parades. And so those groups, they signed up to parade with the under the banner of the NJC. And so we have those groups, and then we have a number of groups that remain that will parade under the banner of the JCNP.
But these groups...
So we now know that the group has petitioned who? They have petitioned the government. I didn't know that the JCNP was ruled or controlled by the government. But apparently so. You hear it just now. They petitioned the government to replace the JCNP. But how you can petition the government to replace them if the JCNP is an independent and separate entity from the government? See, this is complicated. This is complicated. I don't know what's happening next. Right? I don't know if the government plans to yield and say, well, these are our man and our man is going to manage. Whether Junkanoo is either come now and compromise and saying, this gone too far. This idle talk gone too far, right? So this is where the conversation needs to go now to find out what's happening with Junkanoo. Who will get the seed money? I mean, the both groups or the group, both managing entities, right, have had Junkanoo's register with them. They had people who registered with the JCNP to make sure they straight with the JCNP, and now there are people who have registered with the NJP, right? They register both just in case. They're using their heads and boy, in case this don't work out, I want to register both. But now we have an official letters coming out. We're saying one group is for us and the next group is for the other group of people. I have another voice note I want to play. Just give me a few minutes as I cue it up and make sure I have it to the right space. And I'm going to do that right now. And this gives you some insight on what is happening in Junkanoo. I'm not sure if the Bahamian people are appreciating what is happening in Junkanoo so they can make some decision. Someone needs it. You know how the union goes bypass the minister and go to the prime minister? I believe that may have the need to happen in Junkanoo. We have to bypass the minister. The JCNP may have to bypass the prime minister. I mean, bypass the minister and go straight to the prime minister and ask them, what is happening? I have the voice note getting ready to play right now. Let's see, right here.
The way he says, the greatest show on earth will go on.
Groups have not successfully competed in the past 10 parades.
Okay.
Quite a few in the number of them. And so if you look at their complaints, a number of groups are saying that they have an issue with disqualification, meaning that they can't reach the required or agreed upon a number of participants, number of costumes, etc., which unfortunately led them to having to be disqualified. So that is their chief complaint. I've also heard that they feel that they can't be judged fairly. They feel that colors in particular in the B division always wins the parade. All of those are out of the you know, that is their complaint. So the JCMP, we can't water or change down or dumb down our rules to satisfy them. And so we wish them the best. So we don't see it as an indictment. There have to be qualifying standards to to the parades. And so we wish them the best in the parade and the type of parade that they want. But we will not discard or discredit or dumb down our standards. For anything, the standard is the standard.
Okay. Now that was the JCN chairman, Dion, who was news, and I got a snipping of that, and I just want to give him credit for that. But that's Dion. It goes also in detail about other groups who never make it to Bay. And we've been complaining. I know Aaron Green was complaining a lot about the Prodigal Sons. About 3-4 times they got seed money and they never make it to Bay. But I always want to know how they got access to the money. Was it true of JCNP because they're part of the JCNP? Why didn't the JCNP stop them from getting the money? But now we're seeing the JCNP say, no, those groups who never make it to Bay, who's getting all that money from the government, has now joined the other group because they don't want to follow the rules. Right? One of the groups of the producers, I'm going to call your producers joking group. I think they're hinting that they are afraid of the Miley group, the colors. Is that the fact, producer? You don't got to look at me like that. I just said they mean in your group, right? Saying that y'all just want to join the other board of managing because y'all can't beat colors. Some people say no because y'all JCNP just fair in the rulings. The rulings is switched, but all of that needs to come to the fore. It needs to come to the fore in regards to what should be happening in Junkanoo, and the minister needs to be decisive on whether he supports the JCNP or he's going to get rid or disband the JCNP. And that's where we are now, right? But this back and forth, we're talking about two parades and each one group is going to go first and get managed and judged by the NJP, and the next group we're going to go and rush second and get managed and operated by the JCNP. It can't work. It can't work because we're using behemoth resources and my money don't stretch that far. And you can't be no two sets of money. We have one set of money to pay, one set of judges, because you see the JCNP is doing advertisement for their judges now. And then one set of, that'll be the same set of money for the NJC. Because like I said, being paying people twice is one set of persons going to manage the parade. Let's go to the phone line there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM.
Yuri.
Hey, go ahead.
Morning. What's happening? I'm a Junkanoo now. I don't really participate no more because of my condition with my eyes. But I used to be in Junkanoo for over 40 years. Okay? I can brag and boast. I've won 2 best core storms in Grand Bahama. I won 2. But this colors group, right? Why a lot of people gone after colors? I saw just in the last year or so, Fancy Dancers was victorious in beating them. Then I hear again, colors win the parade. It's something with colors like they're unstoppable. The only group I see came along and break their winning streak. They had a group of Soldier Road, Redland Soldiers, and Otter Gibson them from AG Electrical. They brought out a group called One Love Soldiers. And they marched them right up. So colors could be beat. It's just a matter of putting the funds together and putting the real structure together. Fox and Congress could have beat colors. All they need is structure. You must give it the colors that they're disciplined. They're a real disciplined group. They're disciplined. You got to give it to them. But they can be beat.
I appreciate you, man. And we will watch and see if they can be beat. But right now, we need to find out who's going to be managing the parade. I just don't know who's going to be managing the parade. Still going back on the theme of the conversation, and I'm going to include my co-host because he's been quiet for LeBron Menace is here with me. Politicians versus government officials. Our politicians like to brag that they're the savior of behemoths. Right? In this storm recently, we saw a number of videos, a number of pictures heralding our politicians of being the savior of their communities. They came there with their water trucks. They came there with their boots and, of course, their paraphernalia on. Right? They came there with their team. And I appreciate the team, because some of them have teams. that you know that even without the politician being there, their team will come out and assist the community. But I'm trying to say, or my question is, who should get the credit of governance? Who should get the credit of managing? Or is the system broken? Like I said, I have cousins now out west, still trapped in their homes because the flooding has not subsided. Right, they're waiting for someone to come there to alleviate their situation, to do some pumping or whatever it is. They've reached out to government officials, and the government officials have yet to respond. Sometimes the response is they don't have no trucks, but when you watch some politician have four trucks, four of the government Ministry of Work trucks at one site with all the cameras, four trucks. Right? They pump. Mind you, the area needs about four trucks to pump out. But all of the resources of the government officials have been moved from the government entity to follow the politician, wherever the politician go, to say they are the saviors. They are the ones pumping out the water. Is this a concern? And should we say, man, we don't want to see no more politicians, man? I appreciate you coming out.
But here's the main question. Like, what's the point of you electing a certain type of government if you're going to use individual politicians from various different parties to get the job done? I mean, isn't the main point of the election to elect a certain party to run for 5 consecutive years? Like, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
I hear you. We have a text says, good morning, sir. Seabreeze is also flooded. I thought Seabreeze was straight. I saw LB with the pump trucks.
Wow.
Say Seabreeze is also flooded and Joe Farrington Road is also a mess. I think they mean the road is a mess. I say, I haven't seen my MP as yet in the area, which is Mrs. Bryce. But Mrs. Bryce have pictures. I saw the pictures, Texter. I saw the pictures. She had on the boots. She had on the boots and she had on the... And I struck pumping water. So she on the ground. Now the question is, have you called Ministry of Works and asked them, are there any trucks in the area? Have you done that? I have a cousin named Joy who vexed, saying her whole yard flooded. I have, a teacher in Bristol who vexed that her whole yard flooded. And I'm trying to find out when the government officials, not the politicians, right? When the government officials will reach them. How long will this go on? How long will they be without electricity? And has there been any announcement to explain to them that you will be without electricity for maybe a week or two? Say, I want you to understand, if you are out of light right now for 3 days, more than likely, you may be out of light for maybe a week or two as BPL do their assessments, because they don't want any kind of electrical shortage or whatever happen because your house has been compromised. So now you need to be having the conversation on what is it that you need to do to your house. Post the flooding, to get your house ready for electricity to turn on. Or if you don't do that, the delay might be. And I know the other day we had a call that said individual houses can be turned on even though the streets might be compromised. You all on one street.
I remember that.
I still don't understand that concept, because I thought they turn on street light, not by individual house. But the idea now is you need to get your house ready. You need to get your house ready for when BPL reach your area to turn the light on.
You as the homeowner need to ensure that your house is fit for the electricity to be turned back on in your home. Because BPL is coming now, but BPL will turn on the light in that area when they are certain that all the houses are prepared for that. They wouldn't want to risk, you know, any damages and stuff like that because of electrical fire or what have you.
I agree. Before we finish the show today, I'm not sure if a number of people are aware that the lighthouse that was on Paradise Island has suffered some severe damage, right? The whole top of the crown has seemingly fallen off.
But even greater, I heard that the some parts of PI, the light was off.
Yeah, that's what happened when you have like flooding thing. Yeah. The light would be off. If you don't have no generator, lights go off. But the lighthouse at Paradise Island, formerly Hog Island, received damage on top of the portion. It's one of those heirlooms, what do you call it, artifacts, cultural buildings that we were trying to protect. I think we have a total of four, and people could call in and correct me. I think there's the one at Bird, if we got the bird name, in Crooked Island. There's one on Elutra on that point. There's one on Paradise Island. There's one on Abaco. The one on Abaco by Elbows Key, I think that's what it is, has been adopted by the U.S. Embassy. So U.S. Embassy has invested some money in making sure it's workable, being painted. The other ones are owned by the government and are operated by the government, using the word loosely operated. But they are in disrepair. They've fallen apart. What should we do? Let's go to the caller here. Guardian Radio AM with CNR.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, man.
Awesome. You think this flooding problem is a problem that we will have to live with?
This is the new generation. Do dispensation. This is the new Bahamas. We will always have flooding.
No, of course, I try to understand. Some places have wells. They take wells to deal with the flooding, right?
Yes.
But when you dig in a well for your home, you hit the water table. You hit a water table.
Mm.
So when it rained, we had just had a tropical storm. Before that, we had rain every day for almost a week. Then the tropical storm. I think there's something we can live with. And I saw the MPs around. That's just for a photo shoot. That's their job. What they doing?
No, that's not the MP's job, what they're doing.
It's their job. That's our Ministry of Works, so that's their job. But that minister who portfolio that come under, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just think, you know, this is something you just have to deal with. Some areas flood, some areas don't. With the Curl Hour, a few years ago, they tried something. They lift the road a little bit. That area don't flood as deep. But the water have to go someplace. If you lift the road, the water can go inside somebody's yard. So how we can deal with this? We have some technical people to deal with it?
We have professionals, the best in the world, right here in the Bahamas. Bahamians, in fact.
To deal with this problem?
To deal with flooding. That's what they call engineers. They go into school just to study flooding. Engineers, physical engineers, yes.
Okay, so what the problem is?
They ain't doing their job. Now you see what, because we send them to school, and some of them we give scholarships too.
No, but I remember under the previous administration, they were saying they was going to get these trucks or big tanks. They were saying something, they was going to get these tanks.
That's what the Ministry of Works using now.
And pump the water in the tanks.
That's what they're using now. The same trucks you're talking about. That's what's being used.
Well, time has been flooding for how much years now? 50?
Now, that's two different issues. You talking about the trucks to move the water, and you talk about then you're gonna move from the trucks.
No, I just going back to the point is we have to. There's something to live with.
You can't live with this.
We can live with time. As I understand, fine would have hill one time ago. I know what it is. I never see it.
But that's years ago. The idea is we live in a dispensation where there's climate change and a climate risk, and we will have more flooding. Now, what we need to do is what to mitigate this situation. We need to implement strategies. We need to improve on the infrastructure. So the people don't mind the flooding, though. They won't be able to say, well, see, there's a pump here. There's a well here where the water go in. It could flood for one day, but it can't be 3-4 days. The tropical storm.
Well, you on the radio. I think there's listening. You give them a few ideas.
I need to give them some ideas, yes. Huh? That's what I can do right now.
All right, then. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. I made my community in Fox Hill was having some conversation with our member of parliament going back and forth and giving him suggestions on what needs to be done in our specific community. And we just receive as receptive of some of the information and writing down notes. We have wells in them, but where the well is, they ain't working. So we say, man, you need to do something. And now they're being talks about how to fund this moving forward, right?
Let me pick your brain for a sec.
Go ahead.
You know the roads, all the streets and stuff like that. We were talking about how potholes and stuff like that come about and all of that stuff a few days ago and yesterday and all of that, right? But imagine this. Imagine if you actually turn all these potholes into something useful, like drainages, for example.
There are potholes in the middle of the road.
You can't run something from...
That's supposed to be on the side of the road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the drains be on the side of the road. And the point is, we need to put drains on the side of the road and fix the potholes.
Right, fix the potholes and put the drains on the side.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. It ain't happening. But that's what we need to do.
That's exactly what we need to do for real. Yeah.
So this is where we need to take advantage of a crisis now. We need to have a complete report on the entire surface of the New Providence, see if there's any drains in these areas. And we need people to assess the situation and have a physical plan, long-term physical plan, because it can't be fixed overnight. For the next 4 to 10 years, we need to be implementing drains. Just putting the drains. And the drains, I'm sure there's different types of drains that we could implement. You know, we can raise the road and have a drop.
Get a siphon system.
Yeah.
Where siphon the water into the ocean or something.
But we need to get, that's if they live near the ocean. Yeah, but all that needs to be considered.
See? But it's all possible. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it isn't. It's all possible. You could run connections and stuff like that from the drain right down into the ocean, however deep you want it to be, you know. It's all possible.
Absolutely correct. It is now 12 noon.
Yep.
It's now Guardian today. I see the host is outside. He's coming right now. Thank you very much, LeBron. I appreciate that, LeBron.
No problem.
I need to say good news. LeBron went on the interview yesterday. What happened to your interview?
I got a job.
LeBron Minnis got a job.
Yes, I did.
I'm proud of him. That starts today, is it?
Yes, it does.
LeBron got a job. He went on an interview. He passed with flying colors. He got a job. It's going to be starting tomorrow.
Today.
Starting today, sorry.
With Steve McKinney, yeah.
There you go. With Steve McKinney, I want to commend Steve McKinney for giving LeBron an opportunity. We'll see him on that program soon. So I just want to give him a salute and especially again highlight Harold Steve McKinney for embracing LeBron in terms of giving him an opportunity.
Yes, sir.
And good luck, LeBron.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Guiding Radio with CA Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.